Hallelujah. It is another beautiful day in the presence of the Lord. And we thank God for His mercy. We thank God for His grace. We thank God for how He has been there for us all through the day. And we appreciate the mercy of God upon our lives, upon our family. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Decree program that come up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. And we really bless the name of the Lord for giving us testimony, for making people to share with us on this platform the wonder working power of God. And I know that God is going to visit someone that is connected to us today in the greater dimension that you have never experienced. God is going to lift you high. God is going to promote you. God is going to favor you. God is going to assist you. Heaven will open over your head. The greater mercy of God shall come upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak into your life today. Your life shall experience uncommon favor. Your life shall experience divine surprises. Your life shall encounter the angel of God. Your life shall begin to see light. Your life shall receive greater favor that no one has ever received in your family line. You are going to be the first one that the Lord will use to rewrite the story of your family for good. Every battle you are confronting now will be leveled and never have power to overcome you. The Almighty God will give you the anointing of a champion to subdue the enemy. You will become an overcomer. You will walk with conquering spirit. You will receive the anointing that the enemy cannot rubbish. I decree into your life now, from today, you will walk in prosperity and you will walk with overflowing gift of blessing. The Lord will make you to experience financial favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the 25th day of the month of July, year 2021. It's a Sunday, it's the beginning of a new week. And I'm trusting the Lord that as we are running this last week of this month of July, every good thing that God has packaged for you in this month of July shall be released into your hand. The perfection of God is what will make you also to receive perfect a gift. And I pray that God will give you a gift that will make people to know that God can do something in your life to perfect what He has programmed or planned for your destiny. And may that be your portion in Jesus' name. He said He will perfect what concerns you. The God of wonders will visit you this week. The God of wonders will bless you this week. There's a wonder without limit. There's a wonder without explanation. It's a wonder of God. May you encounter God of wonder this week. May God favor you and bless you in dimension that you yourself will be amazed in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Beloved, I want you to get ready. As we go on, you need to get a bottle of water ready. Get a bottle of oil. If you don't have anyone beside you, if you have a mantle, get it ready. I'm going to pray on them. And these items will carry the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost. This item will become an instrument of healing and deliverance in your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, you will never remain the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, yesterday I was talking about let the ground vomit my portion. Let the ground vomit my portion. And I told you that every element you can see in the ground are also found in the body. Therefore, that was why when God was about to make man, He formed man from the dust. It's very deep thing that you should know that man was formed from the dust. And the breath of God came into a man, and man became a living soul. Thereby telling you that this body is a container of the dust. And you know that if there is no well-being, if there is no good functioning of the body, there can be good functioning of the spirit. So therefore, we must understand how we can also undo this body, how we can also pray that nothing will go against the well-being of this body. It's very, very important, because when the body is stable, your soul will be stable, your spirit will be stable. At the same time, the whole being will be stable. So anything that is working against your well-being should be confronted. Anything that is working against your stability should be confronted. Anything that is working against the fulfillment of your destiny should be confronted. Do you know something very mysterious and very deep? And the Bible says that even the Holy Ghost dwell in this body. So you can see now that this particular body must not be useless by the enemy. Every portion of your life that is hidden in the ground will be vomited in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why the wicked people, the wicked personality, the people in the dark world, the Bible says something in Psalm 74, verse 20. He said, have respect unto a covenant, for there's a place called habitation of cruelty. The people who are in that habitation, they have gotten the knowledge that there are things they can craft, there are things they can fashion and bury it into the ground that will make the well-being of someone, not comfortable. That will make that well-being to be working against this, against that fellow. They know what they can do. They know what they can program into the ground. The wicked, they have devised a means, of taking something, fashioning something, carving out something and bury it into the ground, and thereby making life uncomfortable for people, making life uncomfortable even for believers. They have taken hold of some spiritual symbols and they now use it as a thing to represent some part of what we need in life. Do you know that the wicked can carve out something to represent the peace of somebody? They can carve out something to represent the marriage of somebody. They can carve out something to represent the destiny of somebody. They can carve out something to represent the finances of somebody. You can give somebody a money now, and he can use that money as a symbol against you. There are many, many things that have been done there, but when you are a child of God, you are not afraid of this one, because you understand the principle. You understand how to fight. The Bible says, oh God, train my hand and my finger to fight war, and my hand to fight the battle. We've been trained how to fight this battle, and we know something, that the weapon of our own warfare, they are not carnal. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. They are mighty through God to the pulling down the stronghold. So we have a weapon stronger than the weapon of the enemy to pull down the stronghold. Therefore, if there are anything that has been programmed into the ground, if there is anything that has been swallowed by the ground, if there's anything that have been taken from you and have been buried into the ground, today, I command the ground to vomit them. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, listen to me very well. If any agent of darkness, either in your father's house, your mother's house, your place of work, or anywhere, has taken anything and buried it against you, their end has come. Because right from today, the judgment of heaven shall be released upon them, and the ground shall open up and vomit whatever they have buried in the name of Jesus Christ. If your virtue has been buried, get ready, it's about to be vomited back to you. If your glory has been buried, get ready, it's about to be vomited back to you. If a charm has been buried against you, get ready, the charm is about to be roasted. It is time for us to pray some prayers, a prayer that can go far to 100 years ago, the prayer that can go to the grave of your grandfather, the prayer that can go to the grave of your mother, of your grandmother, the prayer that can go to the grave of your grandmother and exhume out what they have buried against you, the prayer that can go to the ancient family house and exhume out what they've buried against your destiny. These are the prayers we are going to pray. So get ready now, because this is a season of total recovery. This is a season of perfection. This is a season of getting back what belongs to us. This is a season of restoration. This is a season of uncommon testimony. This is a season of open door. I pray for somebody here that may your door of supernatural breakthrough be open unto you today in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want to confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to forgive you. Tell the Lord to show you mercy before we enter into these uncommon prayers. Thank you, Father. We are going to pray. I want you to get ready. We are going into some primitive prayers, and you need to pray the prayer very, very well. Now, you are going to pray like this. Say, every witchcraft barrier of my glory, tear! In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft barrier of my glory, tear, 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 in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft barrier of my glory, tear, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Are you ready now? Because something is happening as we are praying. Makende lese tekele boshu to kalabaraba, lenkere boshe karaba. Every mark of hatred on my destiny, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every mark of hatred on my destiny, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every mark of hatred on my destiny, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every mark of hatred on my destiny, be wiped off. In Jesus' name we pray. My glory buried in my Father's house, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, my glory buried in my Father's house, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, my glory buried in my Father's house, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Mention your name loud and clear. Emmanuel, what are you doing in the captivity of your Father's house? Come out in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, what are you doing in the captivity of your Father's house? Come out, come out, come out, now, come out, come out, come out, now, come out, come out, come out, now, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, somebody may need to pray this prayer for 5-10 minutes even after this broadcast. You say, Emmanuel, mention your name. Emmanuel, what are you, mention all your name. Mention, well, if your name is 345, mention them. Say, what are you doing in the captivity of your Father's house? Come out by fire. Are you ready now? Emmanuel, what are you doing in the captivity of your Father's house? Come out by fire. Come out by fire. Come out. Come out. Come out. Now. Come on. Come on. Come out by fire. Emmanuel, what are you doing in the captivity of your Father's house? Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, I release myself from every cause of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, I release myself from every cause of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, I release myself from every cause of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, I release myself from every cause of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, I release myself from every cause of untimely death. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Say, unprofitable covenant affecting my destiny, break. In the name of Jesus, unprofitable covenant affecting my destiny, break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus, unprofitable covenant affecting my destiny, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I remove the control of my life from the hand of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I remove the control of my life from the hand of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I remove the control of my life from the hand of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I remove the control of my life from the hand of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I remove the control of my life from the hand of the wicked. In Jesus' name we pray. Get ready. Say, I remove the control of my life from the hand of any dead person. In the name of Jesus, I remove the control of my life from the hand of any dead person. In the name of Jesus, I remove the control of my life from the hand of any dead person. In Jesus' name, let me explain that one. If your grandfather or your grandmother, if they are the one or they were the one that the wicked had used to affect your destiny, and if they themselves were wicked, and their hand had been the one that had been controlling you, and they have captured your destiny, and they have died with that wickedness, they've died with your destiny, it is time for you to pray. You can remove the control of your life from their hand, even when they are in the grave. Say, I remove the control of my life from the hand of any dead person. In the name of Jesus, I remove the control of my life from the hand of any dead person. In the name of Jesus, I remove the control of my life from the hand of any dead person. In the name of Jesus, I remove the control of my life from the hand of any dead person. In the name of Jesus, I remove the control of my life from the hand of any dead person. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Look at what God is doing over there now. Say, I cancel my name from the register of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, I cancel my name from the register of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, I cancel my name from the register of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, I cancel my name from the register of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, I cancel my name from the register of untimely death. In Jesus' name we pray. Very good. Say, every ancestral strong man at the gate of my celebration, what are you doing there? In the name of Jesus, every ancestral strong man at the gate of my celebration, what are you doing there? In the name of Jesus, every ancestral strong man at the gate of my celebration, what are you doing there? In the name of Jesus, every ancestral strong man at the gate of my celebration, what are you doing there? In the name of Jesus, every ancestral strong man at the gate of my celebration, what are you doing there? In Jesus' name, pray. Somebody may need to pray that prayer very well. Pray that prayer very well. Say, I stand against every form of tragedy programmed against my life in the name of Jesus. I stand against every form of tragedy programmed against my life in the name of Jesus. I stand against every form of tragedy programmed against my life in the name of Jesus. I stand against every form of tragedy programmed against my life in Jesus' name. Pray. Now I want you to pray this prayer very well. Say, oh God, my Father, visit my foundation and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, visit my foundation and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, visit my foundation, 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 visit my foundation. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Get a bottle of oil ready. If you don't have, get a bottle of water ready. Heavenly Father, we appreciate your mercy. We appreciate your grace. We appreciate that you have been doing in our lives and what you will do. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. We present this oil, the water, even the mantle to your holy hand. Turn them to an instrument of power. Turn them to an instrument of healing and deliverance. The anointing that breaks the yoke of darkness, enter into them. The power of the Holy Ghost, enter into them. The blood of Jesus, enter into this material. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Aha. Now anoint your hand, your palm. Anoint your palm and lay it on the floor. Anoint your palm and lay it on the floor. Pray this prayer. Say, any power supervising my destiny from the graveyard. In the name of Jesus, any power supervising my destiny from the graveyard. There. In Jesus' name. Say, all you ground, hear the word of the Lord. Vomit every good thing you have swallowed from me. In the name of Jesus, all you ground, hear the word of the Lord. Vomit every good thing you have swallowed for me. In the name of Jesus, all you ground, hear the word of the Lord. Vomit, 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 vomit. In Jesus' name, pray. You are going to eat the ground 3 times now. 3 times, eat the ground 3 times. Aha! Shout it loud and clear. Say, every ground power assigned to swallow me, in the name of Jesus, every ground power assigned to swallow me, in the name of Jesus, every ground power assigned to swallow me, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I withdraw my virtue from the captivity of ground power. In the name of Jesus, I will draw my virtue from the captivity of ground power. In the name of Jesus, I will draw my virtue from the captivity of ground power. In the name of Jesus, I will draw my virtue from the captivity of ground power. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh, you ground, reject the instruction of my enemy. In the name of Jesus, oh, you ground, reject the instruction of my enemies. In the name of Jesus, oh, you ground, reject the instruction of my enemies. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. And lay your hand upon your head. Say, I deliver my head from all form of witchcraft curses. In the name of Jesus, I deliver my head from all form of witchcraft curses. In the name of Jesus, I deliver my head from all form of witchcraft curses. In the name of Jesus, I deliver my head from all form of witchcraft curses. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your chest. Say, I deliver my body from all form of witchcraft curses. In the name of Jesus, I deliver my body from all form of witchcraft curses. In the name of Jesus, I deliver my body from all form of witchcraft curses. In Jesus' name, we anoint your stomach now and say it loud and clear. Say, I deliver my internal organ from the manipulation of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I deliver my internal organ from the manipulation of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I deliver my internal organs from the manipulation of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I deliver my internal organ from the manipulation of witchcraft in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your two hands. See every curse working against the operation of my hand. Break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against the operation of my hand. Break, 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 break. Every curse working against the operation of my hand. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha, look at something is happening over there. Beautiful Jesus. Aha. Yes. Somebody has some incision on the hand, at the back of your hand. Pray that every curse that is working against the operation of your hand through that incision will be broken. Spend 10 minutes on it. Yes. Look at the back of your hand. You will see that incision there. La kasataka. Anoint your two legs. See every curse working against the operation of my legs. Break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against the operation of my legs. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, I shall be at the right place at the right time in the name of Jesus. I shall be at the right place at the right time in the name of Jesus. I shall be at the right place at the right time in Jesus' name, pray. Thank you, Father. I pray from today that the arrow fire into your destiny shall go back to the center. Every invisible chain tying you down shall be broken, shall be broken, shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bring out your request now. Oma candele buroso topaya le pakuta le prakosetaya. I speak to this request. All the prayer requests according to the will of God. Receive answer by fire. 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 In Jesus' name, it is done. Look at this request. Very soon, we begin to share testimony. I speak into the life of those who have not been experiencing good things since they have been born. They have not been experiencing good things in life. I command the yoke of ancestral power to be broken upon your life in Jesus' name. All those who are operating under the spirit of stagnancy, be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Your spirit of limitation, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be marital settlement. Aha. There shall be career settlement. There shall be business settlement. Those looking for the fruit of the womb, get ready. The testimony of come and see shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Embargo placed upon your property has been broken. Your destiny has received light. It is well with you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's join hands together as we pray for this country, Nigeria. Le copra katareba. Le prakonde lebo shontoli kareba. Rapaputia. Le pakata kata. Nigeria makaponde pruamoskende le kopia. Nigeria makapamparako suru kopia. Nigeria makapam. Le kombrobo sotolima. Nigeria makapapaya. Rimo panti kopia. Nigeria makarabo ropro sotoli kopia. Le pakasala kayaba. Aria makapumbra kaya. Thank you, Father. Lord, visit this country by your power. Visit this country by your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, in case you want to get across to us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Act Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Act Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.